This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Monday morning, August 17th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Mining News breaks: Max Power Mining Corp closes $10 million private placement with Eric Sgrodt. Max Power Mining Corp has closed a $10 million private placement with Eric Sgrodt, consisting of 4 million units priced at $2.50 each. The company plans to use the funds to advance its commercial validation drill program at the Lawson Complex and for general corporate purposes. Sprott now indirectly owns approximately 19.5% of Max Power common shares, with a special shareholder meeting scheduled for August 20, 2026, to consider approving him as a control person. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. StreamX Corp. reports second quarter 2026 results, sets business update call. StreamX Corp. reported Q2 2026 financial results and announced a business update call on August 17th, at 4:30 p.m. ET. The call will cover results, introduce GLDC, and discuss the company's growth strategy. StreamX focuses on commodity market tokenization, offering secure, regulated financial instruments. Learn more at streamx.com. Mining news breaks. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American, NYSE, New P., files Karanga's project preliminary economic assessment. New Pacific Metals Corp. has filed a preliminary economic assessment report for its Karanga's project in Bolivia. The report, prepared by Ausenco Engineering Canada ULC, is in accordance with National Instrument 43-101 and shows no material differences from the results announced on July 17, 2026. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. American Fusion Inc. engages Lukoski Brookman as securities counsel for planned U.S. exchange uplisting. American Fusion Inc. has engaged Lukoski Brookman, LLP, as securities counsel for its planned uplisting to the NASDAQ. Capital market. The company will work on a U.S. South SEC registration statement, exchange listing application, and ongoing compliance. American Fusion is considering the Texas Stock Exchange and NASDAQ as potential listing venues. Additionally, the company is exploring a dual listing on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange through separate advisors.
Revolutionizing affordable housing, MH Marketplace connects communities and services. Revolutionizing affordable housing, MH Marketplace launches a new online platform connecting manufactured home communities with service professionals nationwide. With a focus on simplifying the buying process, the platform offers a directory of communities, services, and educational resources for homeowners. Founder Jacob Campbell aims to bridge the gap between buyers and businesses in the $12 billion industry, making it easier for all parties involved.
1UP explains managed IT pricing for Oregon businesses. 1UP Solutions Northwest has released guidance on comparing managed IT pricing for small and mid-sized Oregon businesses. The information covers service coverage, contract exclusions, and support models. Pricing structures vary based on users, devices, and services required. Clear contract language is crucial to understanding what is covered and what may incur additional costs. 1UP Solutions offers flat rate support, including proactive care, maintenance, monitoring, and help desk support.
Cloud Insight named an OpenAI Select Partner. Cloud Insight has been named an OpenAI Select Partner within the OpenAI Partner Network. The program aims to help organizations adopt OpenAI frontier models and products for measurable impact. Cloud Insight's focus is on transitioning mid-market organizations from scattered AI experiments to governed workflows integrated into daily operations. As a partner, Cloud Insight will work with OpenAI to build, deploy, and scale AI solutions responsibly, ensuring stronger performance per dollar with GPT 5.6 and ChatGPT work. USA Values proposes innovative early education and economic development framework after Grok AI detailed review. USA Values LLC proposes an innovative early education and economic development framework following a detailed review with Grok AI. The proposal focuses on improving early childhood educational outcomes, reducing opportunity disparities, and exploring long-term economic value. Key points include prioritizing better early childhood education, encouraging private sector participation, piloting at the county level, and promoting public discussion on education and fiscal policy. Learn more at wolfgram.manus/. Murad Shaker selects Wyoming as U.S. headquarters for expanding global poverty reduction movement. Murad Shaker has chosen Cheyenne, Wyoming as the U.S. South headquarters for his expanding global poverty reduction movement. The decision marks a significant transition for Shaker, who spent nearly three decades in Hawaii before establishing his new base in Wyoming. Shaker's Shaker Global Poverty Reduction Ecosystem, his largest initiative to date, is set to launch in more than 30 countries, with 50,000 opportunities allocated for qualified participants in Wyoming. Growing businesses need room to expand, and Box Office Warehouse Suites makes it easy without changing addresses. Growing businesses in North Texas are finding a solution to their space constraints with Box Office Warehouse Suites. Developed by Fort Worth real estate leader Ron Sturgeon, this innovative commercial property allows tenants to expand without changing addresses. The unique shipping container layout offers scalability, making it an attractive option for startups and small businesses looking for flexible leasing options. For more information, contact Jim Eaton at 817-903-9438 or email jim@rdsinvestments.com. Why Not 88 offered Boston's E&C. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.